Dr. Rollington Ferguson, dictating progress note on patient Belrose, B-E-L-R-O-S-E, first name, Dennis, D-E-N-N-I-S, date of birth, October 18, 1975, date of evaluation, October 26, 2022, the chief complaint, familial history of heart disease, patient requesting evaluation. The HPI. The patient is a 47-year-old male who reports that both his father and brother had cardiomyopathy with left ventricular ejection fraction of 30%, period. They apparently had a MUGA scan which had revealed decreased LV function, period. His brother had subsequently died in his sleep in 2020. The patient himself reports lethargy. He stated that he has had weight gain. He had been diagnosed with COVID-19 in March, period. He had been placed on metoprolol, period. He stated that he missed a couple of doses in August. His heart then started racing, period. He feels like he is always tachycardic. He wore a device while living in L.A., period. He was found to have tachycardia only. He stated that he had been placed on metoprolol for hypertension, period. The past medical history, one COVID-19, next number hypertension, next number insomnia/depression, past surgical history, appendectomy October 2021, medications, trazodone 50 milligrams 1 PRN, enteric coated aspirin 81 milligrams 1 daily, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams 1 daily, metoprolol 25 milligrams 1 daily, prazosin 1 milligram 1 BID, dalazodone, an antidepressant medication, unknown dose, CoQ10, unknown dose, vitamin D3, unknown dose, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father and brother both had cardiomyopathy, paternal grandfather died from heart disease, social history, there is no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. He previously worked in investment banking. The review of systems, HEENT, he has had sinus problems. Constitutional, he has had fatigue, weakness, and weight gain. Further notes, night sweat, eyes. He reports wearing glasses, redness, and itching. Oral cavity, no bleeding gums or sore tongue. Cardiac, as per HPI. In addition, he has had occasional swelling on the lower extremity. Gastrointestinal, he has occasional heartburn and abdominal pain. He further reports bloating. Genitourinary, he reports frequency and urgency. Psychiatric, he reports depression, insomnia, and anxiety. Remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. Physical examination. Vital signs, blood pressure 125/77, pulse 89, respiratory rate 20. Data review, baseline ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 81 beats per minute. There is evidence of an old inferior wall myocardial infarction. QT prolongation is noted. Indeterminate intraventricular conduction defect noted. There is suggestion of right ventricular hypertrophy, period. On exercise treadmill test, there is evidence of possible old inferior wall myocardial infarction, period. Patient exercise 10 minutes, 36 seconds. He achieved a peak heart rate of 150 beats per minute, which is 87% of the maximum predicted heart rate. The test was stopped because of fatigue / dyspnea. There were no significant ST / T-wave changes. Test was negative for angina, negative for ischemia, period. Echocardiogram revealed normal left ventricular systolic function with ejection fraction of 61%, period. There is trace mitral regurgitation, period. Trace tricuspid regurgitation, period. Trace pulmonic regurgitation, period. Impression, 47-year-old male with history of, correction, with family history of cardiomyopathy, prior history of COVID-19, hypertension, insomnia and depression, noted to have abnormal EKG, period. He is seen in follow-up. His studies are essentially unremarkable. He did have lab work done. His triglyceride is noted to be elevated at 288. HDL is 37. LDL 109, period. His hemoglobin A1C is 6.8 and is consistent with diabetes, period. I have advised the patient that he requires treatment for diabetes, which was previously undiagnosed, period. He has elected to follow up with his primary care, Dr. Sean Hassler, H-A-S-S-L-E-R, in San Francisco. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.